It's Thursday, the 8th of June, just after 8 a.m. We've got rain again. Tuesday was a terrible day. Completely dire and dismal. For 24 hours, basically. Maybe even longer than 24 hours. It started the night before. Yesterday was a beautiful day. Absolutely beautiful. Strong winds, but no rain. Beautiful blue skies with those large, puffy clouds, cumulus clouds. An absolutely lovely day. And we're back to this morning again. Yes. Yeah. Quite ironic actually, because yesterday we had things to do which precluded getting on with things in the garden or getting out on the bike, and it was a perfect day for that, well, apart from the strong winds on the bike, but there you go. And today, where we don't have a lot on, it's rainy. So I slept well last night again, I've been sleeping pretty well. At least when I get up, when I have to get up, when I go back to bed, I'm getting off to sleep pretty quickly again. Okay, I guess my body just adapted to all this broken sleep. Anyway, so I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling well within myself. This can't be bad, can it? Thinking back, I don't know why, it just came out of my head. I'm just thinking back to the times when I was having problems with, in particular, morning mood swings and emotions, when it was really bad. I can't even remember how long ago that was. Was it a year ago? Was it 2 years ago? I honestly can't remember. And I have absolutely no idea why that came out of my head as I was standing here. No idea. Strange, isn't it, how the mind works. But I guess, for whatever reason at that time, there were things in the back of my mind, and they were, if you like, unconsciously, subconsciously coming to the fore, manifesting themselves as mood and emotion swings. Yeah, I could do this professionally, you know, with that kind of statement. I'm just grateful that I don't have them now. Well, I'm not saying I don't have any, but well, at least it's fresh this morning. A big laurel bush which is straight in front of me, which I have to really keep under control. And I gave it a serious hacking back earlier on in this year. It's grown profusely, so much bright green growth everywhere. It's created a shelter, a canopy, a hidey hole, a bothy below itself and my big wisley conifer. I could go there now, but I'm not. I'm in my sandals, so I'm not going to trail over muck. And it's more dry in there. You wouldn't believe it. I could stand in there and not get a drop of rain in me. And it's a dark hole. Like something from Narnia or something. I could stand in there and virtually no one would see me, no one would know I was there. Mind you, there only is my wife, so I'll just call it my secret hideout hole anyway. Well, it's been stupid. One of my earbuds has just fell out. So I'm going to go anyway. Because I can't wander or meander far from the back doorstep here in the shelter of the sofa. Or I'll get drookit. And I'm not going in the shed. I'm not even really enjoying my tea this morning. Well, yes, I kind of am, but sometimes the time you get a third of the way down the cup, you've had enough. Some people will say there's never enough tea. Gone now. As am I. Just hoping that rain goes off, gives us a chance to get outside, outdoors, one way or another.